Anne Tyler's 18th novel, Noah's Compass, begins with a whack on the side of the head, specifically Liam Pennywell's head. Having lost his job as a fifth-grade teacher, the 60-year-old relocates to a cinderblock apartment on the outskirts of Baltimore and is entering what he calls the summing-up stage of his mundane and ordered life. The whack is troubling because Liam's only recollection is that he went to sleep in his own bed and woke up in the hospital. The amnesia throws Liam completely off kilter. Up to now, he has lived life only as an observer, but the bump on his head proves that, in this instance, he was a full participant. Meanwhile, Liam's quiet, nondescript apartment becomes a hive of both annoying and welcome activity. His ex-wife brings a casserole, his daughters visit often, and he even babysits his 4-year-old grandson. Unable to overlook his grandson's purple scribbles outside the line, Liam struggles to comment on the story of Noah. "Noah wasn't going anywhere," he says. "There was nowhere to go. He was just trying to stay afloat. He was just bobbing up and down, so he didn't need a compass." Liam, too, is without a compass, and the one incident that is finally going to allow him to see where his life is going is the one he cannot remember. Tyler's gentle whack elevates this quotidian life to art.